We cannot rely on structures, Merton said in the final talk he gave. He was in Bangkok, Thailand, for a conference of monastics of Eastern and Western religious traditions. They were there to share spiritual practices and discuss concerns about where the world was headed. As monks and nuns, what could they do to help, and how should they relate to a turbulent world? It was 1968, one of the terrible years of the terrible 20th century. The United States was mired in an unwinnable and increasingly immoral war in Southeast Asia. It was in 1968 that famous photograph was taken of a Viet Cong officer being summarily executed on the street by a South Vietnamese national police chief. You may remember it. Nguyen Van Lem shot point blank in the right temple by Nguyen Ngoc Lon. That photo appeared in newspapers across the globe and won the Pulitzer Prize a year later. Presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, upon whom so many hopes had been placed, had also been killed by an assassin's bullet in 1968 in Los Angeles. And Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered by a man who objected to a vision for the future that focused on justice, equal rights, and inclusion. That spring and summer, the world also watched as Czechoslovakians started a revolution against Soviet rule, only to be put down violently by their oppressors in August. Merton was in Bangkok, having just spent 8 exhilarating weeks visiting friends and experiencing firsthand many of the Taoist, Hindu, and Buddhist temples and locations that he'd been studying from Kentucky for a decade. Calcutta, New Delhi, the Himalayas, Madras, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, and then Bangkok. He was discovering what he'd seen only in books, and he was finding both ancient and new things inside himself. One might also say he was taking a much-needed break from being immersed in world events. He was exhausted from constant work at his typewriter, from feeling the weight on his shoulders of thousands of activists for justice and peace who relied on his regular wisdom. The journal he kept on his weeks of pilgrimage in Asia will be one of the many sources I refer to in the course of these chapters. It is called The Asian Journal, and was pulled together by Merton's 3 closest literary friends from the notebooks, journals, and clippings that the monk kept while he was away from home. All of Merton's journals, in fact, and his letters, are the most valuable glimpses we have into his personality, his friendships, and how he understood his vocation.